Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, my delegation wishes to commend the Montenegro and Germany on their excellent work as the coordinator on international cooperation and assistance. The LAPIDA is of the view that the international cooperation and assistance is one of the main key to successfully achieve the convention objective. As one of the most cluster munition remnant contamination country, the CCM implementation is a government top priority. As the UXO not only an abstract goal to the economic development, but it is also still a threat to our people's life, especially in the rural area. And the Lao PDR will not be able to fulfill our obligation of convention. Without the support and assistance from international community, therefore, it is utmost important that international cooperation and assistance need to be strengthened, especially during this difficult time. Mr. President, over the last few years, the Lao PDR has been continued to receive support and assistance from various stakeholders in wide range of programs covering from survey and clearance, marriage education, victim assistance, capacity building, and more from friendly countries, namely Canada, Ireland, Luxembourg, Japan, Republic of Korea, New Zealand, Norway, the UK, and the US, as well as international organizations such as UNDP, the HelloTrust, Handicap International, JMS, MAC, Norwegian People Aid, and World Education, which is significantly contributed to not only the implementation of the convention, but also to the national social economic development as a whole. Mr. President, to ensure the effectiveness and the sustainability of the support and assistance in both technical and financial, the design of such program should be tailor-made based on national needs and circumstances. More importantly, support and assistance program should be conducted without pretext and condition. While the Lao PDR is fully take national ownership towards implementing our obligation under the convention, we strongly emphasize that international cooperation and assistance is core for resources mobilizing and capacity building. In this connection, I would like to update that the country coalition have been set up under the name UXO Working Group, which we have developed from our existing coordination mechanism. We sincerely hope that the new UXO sector working group, which based on multi-stakeholders approach, will improve practical measures and explore more resource mobilization to accomplish our work under the extension of Article 4 and to overall convention. Mr. President, in conclusion, my delegation would like to express its sincere appreciation to all countries, international community, for the consistently rendering support to us, and we continue to call on all development partners to enhance cooperation and assistance in making the tangible progress toward achieving our common objectives under the CCM. I thank you, Mr. President.